Operation Lone Star Arrest Drug, Human Smugglers in Texas. Texas Border Business, Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 518,900 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 46,300 criminal arrests, with more than 40,200 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 521 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by 85% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden-Harris administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Vice President Harris wants to roll out the red carpet for more illegal immigration. Earlier this week on X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Abbott condemned Vice President Harris's border policies, pointing to her support for taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants, the complete abolishment of ICE, and decriminalizing illegal crossings as factors that invite more illegal immigration into Texas and America. America cannot afford four more years of the Biden-Harris administration's reckless open border policies. Governor Abbott, Texas National Guard used night vision technology to secure the border. Yesterday, Governor Abbott shared photos of Texas National Guard soldiers using night vision goggles, thermal trackers, and various night vision technology to assist law enforcement partners in detecting and apprehending illegal immigrants hiding in desert areas. Soldiers will continue to work around the clock to secure our border. Border Czar Banks provides update on Texas's border security efforts to three attorneys general in El Paso. Texas's Border Czar Mike Banks on Wednesday joined the attorneys general from Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia to give them an update on the state's comprehensive border security efforts along the Texas-Mexico border in El Paso. Texas will continue to work with partner states to end the border crisis created by the Biden-Harris administration. Watch. DPS busts stash house in Starr County. DPS troopers recently recovered a dozen illegal immigrants in a stash house in Starr County. The group of 12 were from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. One of the illegal immigrants found inside, Eliuth Gomez Cavazos from Mexico, was arrested and charged with operating the stash house. Additionally, Giovanni Abiel Lugo Gomez, an illegal immigrant from Mexico who was waiting in a vehicle outside of the home, was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons. The 11 other illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS discovers 17 illegal immigrants crammed inside hidden compartment in cloned delivery truck. Last week, a DPS trooper conducted a traffic stop on what appeared to be a Lowe's home improvement store delivery truck on US 277 outside of Del Rio. During the stop, the trooper saw discrepancies with the driver's travel itinerary and noticed the driver demonstrating strange behavior. After the driver consented to a vehicle search, troopers discovered 17 illegal immigrants crammed inside a 3-foot-wide space with no air ventilation. The driver, Cezanne Megal Patterson, 28, of Jackson, Mississippi, was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons with the likelihood of serious bodily injury or death. The group of 17 illegal immigrants were from Colombia, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. All 17 were referred to Border Patrol. Read more about the traffic stop here. DPS arrests human smuggler after high-speed pursuit in Kinney County. A DPS trooper was led on a high-speed pursuit this week after attempting to stop a Ford truck for a traffic violation on US 277 in Kinney County. After driving through a ranch fence, the driver and multiple occupants bailed out of the vehicle. The driver, Darvin Badillo Torres Morales, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala, was arrested and charged with human smuggling and evading arrest. It was discovered that Torres Morales was granted a notice to appear on January 25, 2024, and was released by federal authorities for a future immigration hearing. Three illegal immigrants from Ecuador and Mexico were also apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. Texas National Guard assists in arrests of two suspected drug smugglers. Texas National Guard soldiers working on Operation Lone Star assisted local and state law enforcement officers in the arrest of two international drug smugglers last week. Sheriff's deputies stopped a vehicle that they suspected was being used for drug trafficking. After a pursuit, the suspects bailed out of the vehicle and fled on foot. Texas National Guard soldiers assigned to Task Force West responded and assisted law enforcement in apprehending and arresting the suspects. Police officers searched the vehicle and uncovered both methamphetamine and cocaine.